This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, yesterday I was in one of the colleges here and somebody asked me a question. They said, how can I be happy in this life? How can I be happy in this life? So I said to this person that to be happy is not your goal. Please understand this. To be happy is not your goal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create you to be happy. Allah will not ask you on the day of judgment, were you happy or not happy? Friend, Allah created you and me to make Him happy, to please Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah said, we have not created the jinn and the human beings for anything other than to worship Allah. When we worship Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with that. So therefore, our purpose, I want you to understand this, because we live today in an upside down world. We are like people with their head on the ground trying to walk instead of walking on their feet. So Allah ta'ala created us to please Him. Allah did not create us to please ourselves. But today, the society we live in, this consumerist society which is based on predatory capitalism, which has the same philosophy as that of a cancer cell, growth for the sake of growth is the philosophy of a cancer cell. That is our philosophy. Growth for the sake of growth. More and more and more and more and more. As individuals, as businesses, have you ever heard somebody saying, Alhamdulillah, enough. Bas. I don't want more money. I don't want a higher salary. I do not want a bigger house. I don't want a newer car. I don't want to change my fridge. I don't want to change the furniture in my house. I'm not saying if it is falling apart. I'm saying it's perfectly good. No, let's give it a new look. Have you ever heard somebody saying this? That is why there is unhappiness. That is the reason why there is unhappiness. Because there is no contentment. If we have contentment, it's Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me enough. I have enough money. I don't need anything from anyone. I have enough to eat. I have enough to live comfortably. I have enough to give in charity. I have enough so that I am not paying taxes which are going somewhere else. I don't have to worry about that. Alhamdulillah. You make more money, you worry about it. Where your taxes are going. This is the problem. The problem is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for His pleasure. And we want to live our lives for our pleasure. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a system of life where if you look at the muamilat, our dealing with people, the focus is always on the other. How can I make my mother happy? How can I make my father happy? How can I make my customer happy? How can I make my neighbor happy? Right? Have you, find me one hadith which says, make yourself happy. One single hadith. Neighbor. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if your neighbor is not safe from your tongue and your hand, your iman is not there. You are not a Muslim. You are not a believer unless. Ya Rasulullah, what about me? What about me? But you know the answer to what about me? The answer to what about me is, if all of us behave like good neighbors, it automatically, I am sure that I will have a good life because my neighbor is thinking the same thing. Is my neighbor happy with me? So whatever is good for me, he will do. whatever is good for him, I will do. But if we change this and we say, no, I look after myself, then what about the neighbor? Now this is the issue. Allah did not create you to be happy, so forget about happiness, right? Make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala please Allah. Please your father, please your mother, please your friend, please all the people around you. Say, how can I make them happy? How can I do something which brings a smile on somebody else's face? This is what we are not taught all this stuff, right? I mean, this is all... We are taught to grab and grab and grab. We think happiness lies in stuff. How much stuff do I have? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, give away the stuff. Give it away. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّةٌ وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah said, oh you believe, the ayat before ayat al-Kursi, oh you believe, give, spend. From what we have given you before, a day will come. Before the day comes when you will not be able to do any bargain, you can't say on that day, here is, you know, some money I will give me one good deed. No. La bay. Wala khulla, no friendship. No friendship. Wala shafa, and no intercession. Illa mashallah. Give. What should I give, Ya Rab? I'm giving all my old clothes. I'm giving all the just about to expire food in the fridge. Give even that. I'm not stopping, but I'm just saying the way we give. Allah said, no. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You cannot reach Allah. You cannot reach the hub of Allah. You cannot reach the ma'iyat of Allah. You cannot reach the level of albir until you give in the path of Allah that which you love the most. Give until it hurts, and when it hurts, know that it is hurting. That hurting is a sign of the weakness of faith. Why is it hurting? Among the Israelites, there are some very nice teaching stories. As the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, we can take them. Take it or leave it, we don't believe it as in a matter of Aqidah. But there is a story that a woman came to Musa alayhi salam, and he used to go to Tur and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this woman came and she said to Musa alayhi salam, she said, Ya Rabbi Allah, I have no children. I tried everything. I want children. I don't have children. So I at least ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do I have children in my qadar? Because if I don't have children, then no, at least I will stop worrying about it. So Musa alayhi salam said, okay, he went. And among other things, he said, Ya Rab, this one said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there is nothing in her khat. No children. Tell her. No children. So Musa alayhi salam came and he told her, Allah has said, you have no children. She said, Khad Allah, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. No problem. She went away. 3, 4 years, 5 years passed. One day the woman came to meet Musa alayhi salam. And with her were 3 children. So she said, Salam, Musa alayhi salam said, Walaikum salam. She said, I came to meet you and I came to show you my children. Please make dua for them. Musa alayhi salam said, you have children? She said, yes. She said, how do you have children? She said, how do I have children? She said, you know, after you told me that day that I have no children. She said, I was going home, and on the way I met one man. He was in some holy man, somebody sitting under a tree making zikr of Allah. She said, I asked him to make dua for me. He made dua for me, and I have children. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is ajeeb. I mean, I am the Nabi. I asked Allah. Allah said, no children now. This. So when Musa Alaihi Wasallam went again, he said, Ya Rab, you said this. What this happened? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, Ya Musa, go. I will give you the answer, but go and get me one bowl, you know. One bowl of human flesh.
So maybe 2-3 kilograms burnout, one burnout. So Musa alayhi salam said, okay, he went. Now he's asking people, can you give Allah? Allah wants this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you give? So people said, what kind of crazy? You want me to cut myself and give? Why not? Go away. There's no human flesh. So Musa alayhi salam is now coming back. He is obviously sad. He could not do something. Allah had asked him. And on the way, he met some man sitting under a tree, making zikr of Allah. So the man asked him, where are you going? He said, why are you looking so sad? He said, because this happened. Allah asked me for this bowl of flesh. He said, only this much? He said, yes. He said, come. Where is your knife? Give the knife. The man cut here, he cut here. He said, put into the bowl. He said, you want more? Musa was very happy, mashallah. He said, oh, good. I got what I wanted. He took it. He went up the mountain. He said, Yalla, I brought the meat. He wanted the flesh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Musa, what did I ask you for? He said, Yalla, you said you want one bowl of human flesh. Allah said, Musa, who are you? He said, who are you? Are you not human? I said, I want human flesh. I didn't say I don't want yours. He said, who are you? He said, Musa, that woman who got children, the man who gave you his flesh, he made the offer. Pleasing Allah. The purpose of life is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I don't have to go through this giving flesh and stuff, don't we? This is a story. What is it that we need to give up for the sake of Allah? Allah is saying, give up that which is the best. We are still worried about giving up the haram. Please, my brothers and sisters, we are running out of time. We are running out of time. So let us stop wasting time. Let us get focused and ensure that we do that which puts power into our dua. That when we ask, Allah will give. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to give. Allah said, Udhuni astajib lakum. Ask me, I will give you. Right? But there are shuruts. Allah said, I will give you, but He will give whom? He will give those who are obedient to Him, not anybody. Not to the people who are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and filled with fisq and fujur. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us obedient to Him, to make our lives on the path that Allah has chosen for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to revel and to find joy in giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in submitting before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah. And then, inshallah, we will have the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hands. رَبَّنَا فَقْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ لَنَا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إن كنا من الظالمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.